Hello, everyone. Welcome to your joy journey with Yolanda and Rodney. My name is Yolanda Spearman, and I am so delighted and excited to be here with you this morning. And if you happen to be listening to this at night or in the afternoon, that's okay, too. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to take you through a series of 12 talks where we actually talk about how we get excited and delighted about life every single day as we go on this joy journey. It ain't always easy. Can I just be real with y'all for a minute? It ain't always easy. But I happen to be here today with my brother in spirit, Rodney
yes.
C. Burris. He is here to actually help to encourage, to inspire, and to give some words of wisdom as we go forward on our joy journey. With that being said, I'm turning the mic on over to my boy, Rodney.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hello, everybody. My name is Rodney C. Burris, and I am here in the house with Yolanda Spearman. We are going to be your facilitators as we all embark on our joy journey. What does that mean? That means we're going to explore tips, strategies, tools on how we can make each and every day different and better than the day before. So today we are going to jump in. This is the first of 12 that we're going to do. We invite you, join us as we all explore our joy journeys together. Yolanda?
You know what, everybody? Today I wanted to start off talking a little bit about self-care. I am a mother. I work in corporate America. I am a voiceover talent. I try to be a good wife. Sometimes I do good at that. Sometimes I don't. But I try to do all these things all at the same time. Y'all, sometimes I feel like I'm on the hamster wheel and I'm getting beat down by the wheel because it's just too much happening in my life and I don't have a moment for myself. But did you know that every 80 seconds, a woman dies from stress? I was so disappointed when I understood that statistic. I was really let down, Rodney, because I didn't understand how much stress is on. And I'm speaking specifically to women because, of course, I am a lady. But we try to do so much and we try to give so much to so many people that we don't often take time for ourselves. Now, I'm not an expert in self-care, but I am an expert in doing a whole bunch and oftentimes doing way too much. And what I have learned is there are two things. One I'm going to talk about today. I just want to first, before I talk about that one, I want to tell you a story. I have a really good friend and she was one day telling me she found a new husband. He happens to be a widower. And his wife passed away and she was like, oh, Yolanda, the wife was such a great woman. She was a fabulous designer. She had fantastic taste. Oh, my goodness. You should see her diamonds and her pearls and her furs and how she did things was absolutely fantastic. She said, Yolanda, I am just in awe of the woman that this lady was, even though I never met her. And she said, you know what, Yolanda, sometimes I just say a prayer and I'm just like, woo, thank you for being such a fantastic woman. Now, I have to just be honest. Y'all, I was thinking to myself, okay, self, you need to take good care of yourself because I be doggone if I make my house bad, sharp, cute, and all that. My husband, you know how we put them all together? Me and Rodney, don't be offended. You know how we get them all dressed up and tied up and all nice? Then some other lady come along and then look back at me in her prayers because I'm dead and in the ground because I didn't work myself to the bone. And now she's saying, thank you for all the things that you did. Okay. I'm going to stop there and pause there for a minute. That was enough to wake me up and get me, set me straight so that I can actually get on my joy journey. Because what I realized at that moment was that my life matters and it matters to me. And I want to live a really good one. So here, from me and my perspective, I'm going to share just a couple tips real quick, Rodney. Then I'm going to turn the mic on over to you. So my first tip is sometimes we have to figure out how we can do a hard stop. So what's a hard stop? A hard stop is where we actually say, I'm going to the spa. I'm going to get my nails done. I'm doing a girl's trip. I'm getting away. A hard stop is where we actually clear our calendar and we say this time is going to be designated for me. So what we do? I work in corporate America is I actually have to create myself a meeting on my calendar where I actually say for this hour, this block of time, this is Yolanda time. So I would suggest to each and every one of you, you all create your time and make a meeting with yourself because you are the most important person that you could ever meet with. Or you could do a soft pause a soft pause. So what I did today, I was actually coaching a class today. And while I was coaching that class, I started feeling a little bit of stress because I had so many things going on. I had to send some feedback. I also was recording. So I had a lot of things happening at the same time. So during our break, I actually grabbed a cup of coffee because I like coffee. And then I plugged in and I turned on my audiobook. And I turned on my audiobook for a specific reason. And that reason is I wanted to have a place to escape to. So I actually was able to go into another world for a few minutes and experience something else to allow myself to relax, to release some stress, to sip that beautiful, delicious cup of coffee, and to just be for a minute with myself. Now, I would suggest to each and every one of you that we have to make time to pause. Sometimes it needs to be the hard stop. Sometimes it needs to just be a soft pause. But I would suggest to each and every one of you that you are worth it. You don't never want to be that girl that was in that story I told earlier, where she dead in the ground and the next woman who married her husband is saying thank you to her for doing such a good job with all the stuff she did while she was living and she worked herself to the bone. Don't let that be you. Take care of yourself. Rodney, I'm turning the mic on over to you.
Oh, that was beautiful. So the question is, how do we know if we need a hard stop? How do we know if we need a soft pause? I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. It was actually three of us, and one of them was a mother. She was employed all day long, and she was running 100 miles an hour. And so my colleague said to her, it's hard for me to catch up when we're in a 55 and you're doing 100. And she dropped her head, and she says, I feel like I'm only doing 35. So if that's us and we feel like, you know what? I hear Yolanda. I hear you, Rodney. You're telling me to take these hard stops. You're telling me to take these soft pauses, but I'm not even doing enough as it is. How do we know that that's for us? Well, it all depends on who we love. So do this real quick, right? I'm gonna give you 10 seconds and I want you in 10 seconds to name everybody that you love. In 3, 2, 1, go. Put a finger up. Finger up. 7, 6, 4, 3. Okay, stop. Now, if you got 2 people, pat yourself on the back. If you got 5, that's great. If you got 8, that's phenomenal. If you got more than 12, you are doing great. But my question to us all is, can we give ourselves a pat on the back if our own name was also on that list? Because if in 10 seconds, everybody that I love is not a part of that list, that's our indicator that our joy journey needs to start with either a hard stop or a soft pause starting today. Yolanda?
Woo, that was so good. Everybody, I want to just say this. Thank you so much for joining us today on your joy journey. Every single day, we're going to be here for 12 days. This is 12 days on your journey. We're going to come back and bring you some more. But for right now, that was it. So do me a favor. Take care of you. I want to hear all about it. Rodney wants to hear all about your success. And thank you so much for joining Wake Up to Your Joy Journey with Yolanda and Rodney. Have the best day ever. See you next time.
See you guys.